This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Peloton does fancy exercise bikes at home that stream lots of content to keep riders motivated. The company's stock hits the public markets tomorrow at a time some other big tech initial stock offerings, I'm thinking Lyft, Uber, hit turbulence. Now, Peloton faces another challenge. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports that the content it streams on those bikes often relies on music the company may not own.
Peloton makes most of its money by selling upscale exercise bikes, but its hook is the workout classes users can stream.
Oh, yes!
Hit songs set the mood, and instructors and users at home pedal to the beat.
4, 3, 2, 1, let's go!
But since March, Peloton has been embroiled in a lawsuit with music publishers over its use of more than 2,000 tracks. Song rights are a complex beast. Multiple owners can hold different licenses to the same song, and the plaintiffs claim Peloton didn't secure the right ones.
It's actually much worse than just who do you have to pay.
Music attorney Jeff Becker says because Peloton is syncing the music to a video, it's no different than clearing music for a movie.
No one has to put their music into a film of any kind if they don't want to.
A given song can have five or more writers, and a 45-minute workout class could have a dozen songs. The company didn't respond to an interview request, but in its IPO filing, Peloton calls the expense and uncertainty of claiming licenses one risk to shareholders. I'm Ben Bradford from Marketplace.